T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, Houston ended up getting blowed out, as the people say, by Baltimore. And Baltimore is pretty good at 8-2 right now. So, but before that, before Lamar Jackson ran through everything, before Lamar Jackson decided that he wanted to kind of make a mockery of that game, Deshaun Watson and the Houston offense, they were looking at taking a lead. I mean, they were moving the football down the field, and Deshaun Watson pushing that football there. It's tied at zeros, first quarter. Houston went for it 4th-and-2, which was kind of a gutsy Bill O'Brien move, right, from the 33-yard line, which is kind of no man's land a little bit. You're kind of in that middle territory. Watson takes a shotgun snap, bought some time. DeAndre Hopkins comes open. He might have come down with the ball going out of bounds if not for Marlon Humphreys making contact with him. Marlon Humphrey made contact with him. I mean, that happened. No pass interference call was made. Challenged by Bill O'Brien. The call stood. Bill O.B., tell me about it.
I don't know. I have no idea. I have no idea what pass interference is anymore. No idea.
Okay.
You know what? If you were to ask any NFL coach right now, any NFL coach, the first three words out of his mouth are going to be, I don't know.
It's much like goaltender interference in the NHL.
Yeah, Sully. I don't know.
It is such a vague, crazy thing. Now, did it impact that game? I don't know. Baltimore was going to do them anyway, probably. But this is every week, Jim. It's every week. It's not the initial call. The initial call is the initial call, and you can live with it. Okay, they don't call pass interference. But wasn't the added layer pushed into this game so as to get it right, and now they're still not getting it right? For me, it doesn't irk me. I'm just a football fan, and who cares? I'm going to be able to sleep at night, but I'm not Bill O'Brien, who could potentially lose a job over stuff like this.
Yes, and that's why coaches get upset, because they know what the turnover is, and not every organization is the Pittsburgh Steelers, where they give their coaches, you know, they're not going to knee-jerk do it, but there are more organizations like, well, the Browns, that there'll be a knee-jerk reaction. And there are some guys, and Bill O'Brien, he's been there for a while, actually. And so he needs to start taking a step, and if that's going to happen. See, the thing that what's annoying about this is that they put the rule in to prevent what happened because of one play. And there have been instances where, not as egregious as the play in the NFC Championship game, but like the one yesterday, that are pretty darn close.
Right.
If you're going to put the rule in, then use it. What use is the rule there if they're never going to overturn a call with what is obvious to everybody else except for a handful of people?
Producer Matt, what was that league called? The AAF, right? The one that lasted 7 games or whatever before they went bankrupt and a bunch of people were, you know, stealing money on the side or whatever.
San Diego,
right?
Fleet.
AAF, Producer Matt. Yeah, there it is. That, to me, was the most transparent, it was the most open, and if they were ever going to take anything from that AAF, it was the way that they did the replay system. People think you're crazy for bringing up something from a failed league. That was the way. It was, Jim, it was such an inviting process that you could watch it as the viewer and see the replay official talk through it. I see this. I see what's happening here. 26 or whatever the number is, whoever it comes over and they grab the hand of the receiver. Look right. Oh, wait, on this angle, I don't. And you could see them think out loud. And for me, that is full transparency. That's what should be happening in the NFL right now. So even if you don't agree with it, you understand the process. I can live with understanding the process even if I don't agree with it. Now the process is so in the dark.
Well, there was another replay of note in the New England-Philadelphia game. And, you know, it looked like as the play unfolded that it could have been an interception. But then when you looked at it again, and, you know, Gene Steratour steps right up and says, well, I got a touchdown here. He goes, he had it, made a move, he crossed the goal line, and the ball didn't come out until after his knee had hit the ground. Now, they looked at that replay, and which I thought it was definitive, but I think it was less definitive maybe than the play that we're talking about. And yet they were able to overturn that. And they couldn't overturn the other one. I just love to see a video of Al Riveron and his henchmen just sitting in wherever they sit, and when these things go by them and they say, just let the call stand.
I'd love to see them talk through it. We take your calls on this next. 412-928-9370. Is that the way to go? How do we fix this? Because it seems like every week, I should say, someone has a heavy argument about at least one play, and not just a call on the field, but a play that's reviewed. But let's get back into this discussion. Are people mad that replay isn't going their way? Are people mad that they don't understand the process? Are people mad at the whole thing? Bill O'Brien gets mad yesterday. Are they just mad that the right call wasn't made?
I'm frustrated that they...
deduce that. What are they mad at, first of all? Let's identify the problem.
That this rule that they put in isn't being used as it was intended.
Okay.
They're not using it.
I'd agree with you. They thought that was a fix, right?
Right. So, and now, sometimes there are plays where, and we saw that weird one in the Cleveland game where there was offensive and defensive pass interferences
and
they just
said, we're
going to
make it easy, huh?
So it was like a do-over, like you do in the backyard. But I think there can be some debate. It can be subjective as to what's interference and what's not. And yet, at the same time, there are some plays where 99% of the people would agree that a play was either interference or it wasn't, and they're not getting those calls right.
Sometimes that system can be really effective because on the field, guys just miss a call. And then you see it, and the eye in the sky sees it, or a second layer sees it, and you say, hey, the guy in the field missed it. He was blocked out from it, or he didn't see him grab his wrist, which in real time is tough to see, something like that, and let's fix it. Bill O'Brien's point, I think, is very well made in that could he have seen it on the field? Maybe he just missed it, but it should have been taken care of in the next level. That's why I'd love to see the AAF version be pushed in the NFL if they want to keep
it. The NFL's never going to do something like that,
because
right? They're not going to let us. They didn't want cameras at the Kaepernick workout. Right. So they're not going to let us in on to expose Al Riveron.
Well, here's the thing, though. Why not? They allow so many cameras on the sidelines. You think of seeing ghosts. You think of all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
They let us in now more than ever. Why not? They just don't. You're saying they don't want us in with how it's officiated or how the game is kind of the jurisprudence level of this game?
Yes, that's what I think. They don't want to let us in on that process.
Because
I would love to see that.
I think
how the hell does Al Riveron and whoever else makes those decisions come to the conclusions that they come to? And his name is like, it's never going to go away. It's just,
they've got Hard Knocks too. It feels as if now we are taken behind the curtain more than we've ever had with this product, with this NFL product, right? And we're shown different things. But the point you're making is not necessarily in-game real time.
They don't – okay, if like Sam Darnold, okay, I thought there was nothing wrong with what he said. You know, it's just like an expression, and other players knew exactly what he was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't mind making him look bad, if you want to look at it that way. They don't mind making – teams look bad if you want to, again, if you want to characterize it in that fashion, with Hard Knocks by letting you inside there. The NFL doesn't want to make itself look bad by allowing us to see how that process works. Does that make sense?
Right.
That they don't want to, we don't want to look bad here.
Wouldn't it make them look good that we then know how they arrived at a decision?
I think so.
As opposed to looking bad.
Because they look bad right now as it is.
And if
how much worse could they look?
If you have qualified enough people that you're confident in, and I think where the rub is they don't want to have to identify the people making the decisions.
But you've got a referee who's out there looking at his little Surface Pro or whatever the heck it's called, and he's out there. The other officials are out there, and then the man behind Oz or somebody is back there and not allowing the call to be changed.
There's 30 houses in my neighborhood. I know Bill Vinovich's face more than 15 people who live in my neighborhood. Just from watching NFL football.
Sure.
What I mean?
You know what? Here's another thing, too.
I know Cleet Blakeman more than I know people's parents, kids' parents at my kid's school.
The other guys are Pereira, Sterator, John Perry. That these are the guys on TV. It's just like not to get political here, but there are very few people who sound smarter than ex-presidents when they talk about stuff. But when they were presidents, they weren't so smart. But now that they're ex-presidents, the stuff that they say often makes a lot of sense. The same thing with these referees. All the guys on TV... they make sense, and to me, most of the time, the guys that they have now particularly, they explain things so that you can understand it, and then when they see stuff and looking at the same replays that New York is looking at, And yet New York doesn't see it the same way these guys do. It just doesn't make
because
any sense.
The knee-jerk is to get rid of it. The knee-jerk is one and done, be finished with it, be over after this year, right? Be done with this inability to review pass interference and calls like that. I don't necessarily – now that I've had a long, hard think about this after hearing what Bill O'Brien said and seeing that call in yesterday's game, I don't necessarily know if you have to get rid of it. If you added that layer of, wow, I'm being identified. Wow, that conversation's being piped into the American consumer. Wow, this is a big deal. Everybody can hear what we're talking about it. There may be a way in which it could still work if they know that their mic is hot. You know, it may be more of a concentration to this.
I still don't.
Or the people that suck would say, I don't want to do this. And they'd get really qualified people to do it.
You know how something will happen and we'll have a little text going amongst
yes.
the four of us. And it's you, me, Chris, and producer Matt. And we'll, you know, go back and forth about something that may be happening at that time. Are you telling me that there's not a Tony? Remember, Tony Dungy came out and said, get rid of it. He goes, this just isn't working. Mike Tomlin's Tony Dungy's guy. And that there's a Belichick coaching tree with guys all over the place. You don't think that these coaches are talking amongst themselves all the time, like figuring out, like, hey, man, I watched your game the other day, and what are they doing there? And they're like, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. And, you know, there's Mike Tomlin will not, and he won't really say anything about it either. He's on the competition committee, and so he's in the forefront of anything that can be changed. And yet he doesn't he's not going to tell us what he thinks.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.